بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما امروا الا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين وقال تعالى ان المنافقين في الدرك الاسفل من النار صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening with the receiver We have, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, been discussing in the past few weeks a very important topic on ikhlas, sincerity. We have discussed ayat of the Quran, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, incidents on the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, and of our salafi salihin, our akabirin, our pious predecessors, the sincerity they had in their lives. They had removed from their hearts غيرullah, everybody besides Allah. Whatever they did, it was solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ibadat, whether it was salat, zakat, hajj, everything was done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any ulterior motive, for any material gains, not to show any person. There was no riya, ostentation found in the ibadat, in the aqwal, in the sayings, in the harakat, in the movements. Whatever they did, it was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And we discuss many incidents and ahadith. For example, we emphasize on the hadith where Rasulullah said, innamal a'malu binniyat, that all actions are dependent on their intentions. According to the niyat, the person will be rewarded. Ulama also say that many a times we do things without any intention. We do things without any intention. That is incorrect. Whatever we do, our niyat should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have a niyat. It shouldn't just be a ritual. We have come for salat, it must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came into the masjid, one niyat, we are going to perform our Isha salat, which is an act of ibadat which Allah has made compulsory upon us, and we have to fulfill this act solely for the pleasure of Allah. Then we make niyat of nafil i'tikaf in the masjid. Then we can make niyat that we will meet our Muslim brothers. We make niyat, perhaps if there's some janazah, we'll attend a janazah. Like this, there are so many different types of niyats a person can make, and for each niyat he makes, he will be rewarded immensely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we just come and we go without any intention, then we are not going to get reward for that action because we had no niyat. So like that, we have mentioned so many other incidents of ulama, mashayikh. They delivered bayans and they repeated the entire bayan just for a single person. So this shows that the person has sincerity in his life. And therefore he can dedicate himself for whatever act or whatever deed is demanding upon him. We continue today, inshallah. Walana Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi, as I mentioned previously, he was a very great, very senior khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. Walana Wasiullah. And the other very famous khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi was Walana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi of Jalalabad. Mala Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi mentions on the topic of nifaq, hypocrisy, and he says, nifaq qalbi maraz hai. It is also a disease of the heart. And why he mentions about nifaq in another bayan of his, he says, one is ikhlas, sincerity. And contrary and opposite to ikhlas is nifaq, where a person is or he behaves in a hypocritical manner. Outwardly he expresses something, but inside his batin is contrary to what he is expressing. Like how we have the munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to proclaim the kalima, they would recite the shahada. They will say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But in reality, They had no iman in their heart. They merely expressed the kalima by means of the lisan, the tongue. But the qalb did not have tasdeeq. The heart did not accept this. They did not confess it by means of the heart. And therefore, you find in so many battles, and so many occasions, they oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They joined forces with the enemy against the Muslims. Battle of Uhud, famous incident. 1,000 Muslims have left Madinah. But as they're proceeding, 300 of them were munafiqeen. The leader was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Suddenly he takes a U-turn. He said, no, we are not going to go fight. Why must we go kill ourselves? He was a munafiq. So in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such munafiqeen were known by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This nifaq, this hypocrisy is known as nifaq i'tiqadi. Nifaq, hypocrisy, that is to do with the belief, with the iman of the person. One is nifaq i'tiqadi, with aqidah and belief, and the other is nifaq i'amali, which we'll discuss inshallah today. But let me just explain this nifaq i'tiqadi, the hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who lived amidst the sahaba. They would come to the masjid for salat. Allah describes this salat, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. They try to deceive Allah, but in reality, Allah throws back their deception on their face. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for salah, they stand up very lazily. يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. See, again, it's contrary to ikhlas. They stand up for salat just to show the people. They're not sincere in their action. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَىٰ هَاُولَىٰ وَلَا إِلَىٰ هَاُولَىٰ. They're neither on this side nor on that side. So in other words, they don't openly claim that they have got kufr in their hearts. So they're not moving with the kufar and disbelievers. They are amidst the Muslims. Why? So that when any victory is made by the Muslims and any spoils of war is attained by the Muslims, so they too will benefit. But if there's any loss incurred by the Muslims, then they stay away. If there's any fear of their lives, they stay away. Then they did not plunge into the battlefield. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the list of the names of the munafiqeen to Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, who was known as Sahibu Sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed the whole biography a few months back. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala had the list of munafiqeen. And he was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to divulge this, not to give anybody this list. People like Umar radiallahu ta'ala would come to him, just tell me please, my name there. He could not say. Or he could not give the list to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But this much he could assure him that his name was not there. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was very, very intelligent. He would see where Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala is deliberately not attending a janazah of any person, deliberately, then he would know that this person is probably a munafiq. Or this person is a munafiq. And therefore Hudhayfa is deliberately not going for that janazah salat. But from this we understand that great sahaba, or all the sahaba, they always feared that perhaps they may have nifaq in their hearts. This was the fear they had. And we know the ikhlas of sahaba. We discussed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu's incident and so many other sahaba. How sincere they were. What loyalty they had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even with their friends, even with their own people, they showed sincerity. They did not deceive their friends. They did not deceive the customers. They did not cheat. They did not lie. They did not breach any trust. Their hearts were pure. They were sincere. They were dedicated. They were loyal. They would give preference to others over themselves. But they feared that perhaps I am a munafiq. So Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, he says that contrary to ikhlas is nifaq. In one place he said, what is nifaq? Sikka ira'ijul waqt, which we heard from Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah many times. That it is sikka means a coin, ra'ijul waqt of the time. It is the currency of the time. It is so prevalent, hypocrisy. We portray something else different to what we have in our hearts. Allah forgive us. This is a qalbi maraz. It is a disease all of us may be victims of, and therefore we need to make islah and ilaj. Nobody is perfect. The reason why we have gathered here is to listen to talks that our mashayikh have given. We are reading their kalam so that we may change our conditions. This is no program of listening to any flowery speeches. The maqsad is, first the speaker has to bring these things in his life. And all of us should sit with a niyat that when I leave from here, I must have learned something that I can now implement in my life, and I can correct my intention so that I may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will listen to the doctor's talk and we will receive the prescription and perhaps we'll purchase the medication from the pharmacy. But if we do not take that medication, then we are going to suffer. These medication and this prescription are not our own. These are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prescribed medication, ilaj, or Rasulullah s.a.w. had given. Our akabirin, ulama, who have studied Quran and Hadith, they have felt the pulse of the ummah, and they know exactly what are the diseases and sicknesses. Mawlana Wasiullah rahmatullahi, wa Mawlana Qamru Zaman, damat barakatuhum, he said, I spent 17 years with Mawlana Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi. And from the time I met with him, right till he left this world, almost every now and then I would hear the same talk about nifaq. And he would caution ulama-i kiram about having hypocrisy. And therefore he says, ye qalbi maraz hai, jo is zamana mein, which is now found in this, in our time. Aur bhi aam maraz ho gaya. It has become very, very widespread. And he quotes the verse of the Quran, fi qulubihim marad. In their hearts, there is a disease. The hearts have a sickness. He says, logo ki chikni chapri surat se, ya chikne chapri alfaz se, dhoka na khana. Sometimes we look at the person's outward appearance. He seems very well groomed. He seems to speak in a very eloquent, a very sweet manner. He says, don't become deceived by such people. Now, it doesn't mean every person who's well groomed and now he's speaking kindly to you, so you have suspicion that perhaps he's lying to me. No. But generally we find a person who has got nifaq in his heart, who's living a pretentious life, he's trying to beguile and fool others. So outwardly he'll pretend to be very pious. Outwardly he'll pretend to be your friend. He will sweet talk. He will be with you. And you will think this is a very close associate of mine. And sometimes you might divulge things to him. You might give him some secrets. And later on you find that he is the culprit. He is the person causing all the problems. So therefore he says, do not become deceived by the outward appearance of the person and the talks of the person. Usku tasannu aur zahir dari se zyada na samajhna chahiye. Tasannu in Arabic, which means just an outward decoration, outward appearance, which seems very nice. It's a facade, as we say. Then Hazrat Maulana explained the two types of nifaq. One is nifaq i'tiqadi, which we explained, which a person recites kalima, but in his heart, he does not believe in the kalima. And the reason for this is, as I explained, when the Muslims gain some victory, then he is also celebrating because he can also gain from them. And the other one is nifaq amali. But the actions of the person, not his i'tiqad, not his belief. The first munafiq is munafiq khalis, genuine,
Pakka munafiq who does not have iman in his heart, for him is Jahannam. The other person who has some qualities of a munafiq, inshallah we'll discuss this, he has some qualities of a munafiq. So outwardly he is a munafiq because the same qualities or similar qualities are found in a munafiq, are also found in him. But the difference is, this person has got iman. He believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his actions are not conforming with that of what his belief is. His actions are just like a hypocrite. And therefore ulama have cautioned us. Therefore ulama have warned us. And therefore Hazrat Mawla Wasiullah Rahmatullah mentioned, Sikkai Ra'ijul Waqt. It is prevalent today. It is a currency of the time. And therefore we should be wary of this. He quotes a hadith which is found in Musnad Imam Ahmad Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a hadith. Al-Qulubu Arba'ah. There are four types of hearts. Inshallah, let's listen attentively. This hadith, inshallah, we should listen carefully. It applies to all of us. And it is sufficient for Islam if we try and practice what the Rasulullah SAW is saying, or what he is cautioning us against. Al-Qulubu Arba'ah, the four types of hearts. The first one, Qalbun Ajrad. The first type of heart is called Ajrad. Fihi mithlu siraj yazhar. He says, in this heart, there is a lantern, a lamp, yazhar, which is glowing. So that's the first type of the heart. First type of hearts that we have. The second one, وَقَلْبٌ أَغْلَفْ. قَلْبٌ أَغْلَفْ. مَرْبُوتٌ عَلَى غِلَافِهِ. This heart is a covered heart. It's got a ghilaf, it is sealed. Third heart, وَقَلْبٌ مَنْكُوس. A heart which is inverted, upside down. Fourth one, وَقَلْبٌ مُصَفَّح. So the first heart is قَلْبٌ أَجْرَد. He says, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْأَجْرَد فَقَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِن. Rasulullah explains that this heart which we have termed as أَجْرَد, this is the heart of a believer. سِرَاجُهُ فِيهِ نُورُهُ. The iman that he has in his heart, the iman he has in his heart, is the lantern or lamp which is glowing in his heart. So because of that iman that he has, that shines in his heart, and as we mentioned previously, if the heart is shining, then all the other limbs will shine, and all the other limbs will do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and requires of the person. So his ears and eyes and his mind and his feet and his hand and his tongue, all will have nur. When he speaks, there'll be nur. When he sees, there'll be nur. When he hears, there'll be nur. In other words, he'll refrain from haram, whether he is viewing something, whether he's listening to something, whether he's to be engaged in some haram or moving towards haram. Because his heart is shining, brimming with nur. Iman has a light. Quran says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see the believing men and women, they will have light, nur, effulgence in front of them, guiding them. On that day of Qiyamah, when everything will be so dark, what a munafiq will say, يَوْمَ يَقُولْ مُنَافِقُونَ. They will say, unzuruna. They will tell the believers, look towards us please, نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ, so we can also derive some light from you. Munafiqeen will be in darkness. Horrifying conditions of Qiyamah. People will be running to and fro. A little bit of light will be sufficient for the person, at least give him some comfort, some consolation. He will look towards the believer. He will plead to the believer, please just shed some light towards me, so I am able to see and I can get some warmth, some comfort. So believer has light in his heart. And if you recall that incident of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, when Rasulullah woke him up from whilst he was asleep or whilst he was lying down in the masjid, and said, كيف أصبحت يا حارثة? How have you risen this morning? He said, I have risen as a pakka believer. Mu'minan haqqa, genuine believer. So he said, how? How can you claim that you are a genuine believer? What's the proof for all this? And then he explained, it is as though I can see the arch of my Allah. It is as though I can see the people of Jannat. It is as though I can see the people of Jahannam. Then Rasulullah said, you are a person whom Allah has illuminated and brightened his heart. You've got noor in your heart. Falzam, hold fast onto this. So this is the first heart. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the qalbul ajrad. May Allah Ta'ala give us this heart of a believer who's got a siraj in his heart. He's got this lamp in his heart, which is all the time shining. Wa amma al-qalbul aghlaf. The second heart we said is known as al-qalbul aghlaf. Faqalbul kafir. Ghilaf, cover. Allah mentioned in the Quran, khatam Allahu ala qulubi. Allah has sealed the hearts. The hearts are covered. So no amount of light can penetrate. Perhaps they may listen to some verses being recited, but no effect. Why? Because the hearts have become covered. They are sealed. Because of the kufr, the disbelief, the rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're not accepting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us from this. وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْمَنْكُوسِ Then we said there's a heart which is upside down, inverted. فَقَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقِ This is the heart of a munafiq. Therefore it's upside down. It's inverted. عَرَفَ ثُمَّ أَنْكَرَ First is munafiq recognized. He realized this is the deen, the true deen. But then he rejected. For whatever reason he rejected. He was scared to practice on Sharia. And therefore, he discarded this Sharia. He just pretended he's a Muslim. He recited the Kalima by means of his tongue with no confirmation from his heart. There was no tasdeeq in his heart. And he did it for ulterior motives. So he had a Muslim name. People regarded him as a Muslim. But there was no following of Rasulullah in his life. In fact, he opposed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the heart of a munafiq. Arafa thumma ankara. He realized, he recognized Allah first, then he rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us. Wa amma al-qalb al-musaffah. This heart which is known as musaffah, faqalbun fihi imanun wa nifaq. This is the heart of that person who has got iman and he has also got nifaq in his heart. فَمَثَرُ الْإِيمَانِ فِيهِ كَمَثَرِ الْبَقَالَةِ يَمُدُّهَا الْمَاءُ طَيِّبُ The example of the iman in his heart is like a vegetable or some crops that are growing and they are being strengthened by water, by pure water. The rain water that is coming down, it is causing these crops to become stronger and grow strongly and to prosper. So this is the iman part of that is in this person's heart. So he's got some nur, and when he listens to Quran, hadith, waaz, nasihat, which he implements, then his heart and the nur of his heart, the iman in his heart, grows stronger. But also he's got nifaq, hypocrisy. وَمَثَلُ النِّفَاقِ كَمَثَلِ الْقُرْحَةِ يَمُدُّهَا الْقِيحُ وَالدَّمِ The example is given of this nifaq in his heart, like a wound, a boil, a sore, which is being filled with pus and blood. As the pus and blood comes in and settles in this wound or this abscess or this boil, it's becoming harder, it's becoming stronger, it grows in size, so it is gaining in strength, because of this nifaq. So this person has got both. Rasulullah then further said, that whichever one becomes more, whichever one is strengthened more, the example that is given, that vegetable, the crops, if water give it more strength. It grew in size. It began to flourish. Then that will cover his heart. In other words, Iman will then envelop his heart. And will overcome and overpower that nifaq. It will wipe that nifaq out. But if the example like the boil and the abscess and the wound, which is getting stronger and stronger and harder by means of the pus that is gathering inside, by means of the blood that is gathering inside and accumulating, then his heart will now become that of complete nifaq. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Now from this we can understand, it is so important to keep on making tazkiyah of our hearts. We have to purify our hearts. Imagine in the masnoon dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek Allah's protection from nifaq also. Imagine Rasulullah, Ma'soom, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, these duas were to show his ummah. To show his ummah, to caution his ummah, that nifaq is such a thing that will destroy you. It will destroy your iman, destroy your amal. Then he quotes a verse from Surah Munafiqun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the believers to be cautious of the munafiqeen and the ploys of the munafiqeen. Allah says, Humul adu, fahdharhum, that they are your enemies. Beware of them. So Allah Ma'alusi, Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi in his Ruhul Ma'ani, he has mentioned that who are the munafiqeen? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kamiluna fil-adawa. They were kamil. They had complete hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have, person is kamil, means that particular quality is complete in him. So these people had complete nifaq in them, in that they opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa-rasikhuna fiha. They were firm rooted in the nifaq, in hypocrisy. فَإِنَّ أَعْدَ الْأَعَادِي الْعَدُوُّ الْمَدَاجِي الَّذِي يُكَاشِرُكْ وَتَحْتَ ضُلُوعِهِ أَدَّاءُ الدَّوَاءُ كَكَثِيرٍ مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الزَّمَانِ. Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, he says, in our times we see many people that hidden beneath their ribs is hatred for you. They've got hypocrisy in their lives. They pretend to be your friends. Yukashiruk. They will come and sit and joke with you. They will jest with you. They will make as though they are yours. They are your friend. But deep in their heart, they've got hatred for you. And he says, you see, ulama have mentioned, as I mentioned in the beginning, that so many times, the last person you ever thought that will let you down, who divulged your secrets, was the person who you trusted the most. You did not know that he was a munafiq in the sense that he was hypocritical. He was sitting with you, just getting information from you. He pretended he's your friend. And you told him so many things, trusting him. But behind your back, he stabs you. Many mashayikh, many ulama, they trusted people, murids, friends, people who were from the masjid, people who would frequent the khanka, thinking that these are my bosom friends. But when they found out later on, these were the people who were actually not having true love for the person. Therefore, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned a very beautiful poem. And of course, we're not picking on any muridin or any person here. It's for ourselves. Sometimes you see, Maulana gave it to the murids today. All of us require panel meeting. And many times I've mentioned to friends that one is a person, you take your car, it requires panel beating. They tell the panel beater, no, don't panel beat this car too much. Just leave this door, leave this, leave everything. And if that panel beater also is a soft person, he says, yeah, bye, leave it, don't worry. So after 1 month you'll go, your car will be exactly the same. But if you want to really repair your car, and you want it to look as though it is brand new again, sometimes the car is repaired, you can't make out it is a brand new car or it is a second hand car. You won't believe it went through an accident. But that panel beat has to really panel beat. You take out his hammer and whatever they use and panel beat that car and remove all the dents from the car. And a true muslih or mentor or a sheikh or an alim who wants to make islah of himself and the people and guide people, then obviously he has to do panel beating. Sometimes some things are very bitter. They are painful. It's painful to every person. It doesn't mean the person who is mentioning these things is free from these type of sicknesses. As the Thani Ramadan used to mention, that I give bayans on those topics which I find that I've got kami in my life. There's a deficiency of that good quality in my life, therefore I speak about it. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah mentioned a poem. He says, وَدَعِ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَتَوْكَ تَنَسَّقُوا. Leave those people when they come to you, إِذَا أَتَوْكَ, when they come to you, تَنَسَّقُوا, they sort of bow down to you. They pretend they're very, very Allah, great Allah walas. They're making a lot of ibadat. They're very pious. They're devout Muslims. دَعِ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَتَوْكَ تَنَسَّقُوا. Leave, discard those people who lead pretentious lives. And they come forward and they act as though they are making a lot of dhikr and ibadat and they're very, very pious. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا فَهُمْ ذِئَابُ خِرَافٍ. But when they are alone, when they move away from you, then you find out that they are actually wolves who are waiting to pounce and attack sheep. That is the reality. In another poem he has mentioned, أَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْمَكْرُ وَالْمَلَقِ. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah was no small person. Might be poetry, but this is kalam of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no doubt about his taqwa and his uloom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us benefit from these ahlullah and mashayikh. So he says, أَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْمَكْرُ وَالْمَلَقِ. Are these things that the only thing remain now amongst people? Flattery and false praises. Person will come and praise the other person. Praise him. And this person gets so carried away. But it's just flattery. In English there are certain words that explain this. You see, the person is casuistic. It's a big word. It simply means that the person says with his tongue certain things to deceive you. Person is, you see, psychophantic. He uses flattery. So he just praises you, but his praise is not genuine. He doesn't have sidq in him. And therefore, we have ikhlas, sincerity, and sidq. Sidq of the tongue. Person is honest. He's truthful. He speaks the truth. And also sidq of the heart. In other words, he's a mukhlis person. Genuine. He's not going to do you down. He's not a wolf in the sheepskin. He's genuine. He's sincere. So, أَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْمَكْرُ وَالْمَلَقِ. Imam Shafi Ramadan says, if you look at the times that we are living in today, we see people are not sincere. They're not genuine. So ikhlas and sidq on one side, as opposed to nifaq and hypocrisy and kidb and lie. He says, shawkun idha lumisu. If you touch the person, you realize that this person is a thorn. I'm being poked by this person. I'm being hurt and injured by this person. Zahrun idha rumiqu. But from far, it seemed like a beautiful flower. He seems so nice and such a good person, such a good akhlaq, soft-hearted, so generous, so kind, always praising me. But when I came close to the person, when I realized, this person is actually my enemy. He's harming me. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such people. May Allah protect us also from becoming munafiq and hurting other people. And therefore all the time, ulama say, the zahir of the person and the batin, they must be istiwa. In other words, what a person projects outwardly, mashallah, beard, sunnat, libas, everything, which we should have. But also the internal, the batin, which we are not making effort on, is not the same. It is opposing our outward garments. And therefore in the hadith, we don't have time, but next week we'll continue, where Rasulullah gives 3 or 4 signs. One hadith, 3 signs, and other hadith, 4 signs have been given. Where he says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, آية المنافق ثلاثة. The signs of a hypocrite are 3. إذا حدث كذبا. When he speaks lies. وإذا وعد أخلف. When he promises, he goes against his promise. وإذا أتمنى خانة. When he's entrusted, he breaches the trust. Next week we'll discuss this hadith in detail if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. But just to sum up, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these type of hypocrisy and these type of hearts that we mentioned. May Allah bless us with the heart which is ajrad. May Allah give us that heart, that qulub, that qalb, which is ajrad, which has got a siraj of iman in it, which guides the person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala protect us from being such people who are not honest, who are not sincere, who have bad akhlaq. And Hazrat Mawlana Wasil Ahmad mentioned, suniye, apne akhlaq bad ki islah mushkil hai. To make islah and reform this bad character of ours and the evil traits and qualities we have is not an easy thing. It is difficult. Haj karna asan hai. Roza namaz asan hai. Magar apne khisal bad ki islah bohat mushkil hai. But to make islah of this heart, to change this condition, it is difficult. And of course, Allah makes it easy if we are sincere. When a person is sincere and he wants to say, I always mention, take the baby steps towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah comes running to the person. Allah is too kind. Allah is too kind. Allah does not want to see our hearts dented, like the person who just leaves his car that meets up with an accident all dented. Allah wants to see that our hearts must be mended, repaired. Our hearts will become beautiful. Our hearts will be filled with the light of iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.